Heavy ice in April and May slowed shipments on the Great Lakes, but the iron ore trade topped 7 million tons in September for the third month in a row. Glenn Nekvasil is the vice president of the Lake Carriers Association. The group represents 17 U.S. flag vessels on the Great Lakes. Nekvasil says Lakers are moving 14% more iron ore than the same time last year.
We still have to play catch-up here, so we're certainly hoping that the weather in November, we won't have lots of storms.
Duluth Seaway Port Authority spokeswoman Adele Yorty says around 24 million tons of iron ore, grain, coal, and limestone have moved through the port so far this year. Yorty says that's down from about 25.3 million tons at the same time last year.
Thanks to some water levels being much higher than average, they've been able to load deeper than they were last year. So they've been able to take on those 1,000-footers, you know, another 2,000-3,000 tons on every trip. And that has helped a great deal.
Nekvasil says carriers still have a lot of iron ore, coal, and limestone to move.
We will see ships going through the Soo Locks until January 15th. And in all likelihood, you'll see iron ore to continue to move out of Escanaba after the locks close, probably at least through the end of January.
Lakers are racing against the clock. Nekvasil says his members don't have any more boats to bring out this late in the season. He says they're hoping the weather holds. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.